The following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
This episode from Radioland is brought to you by Wizards. Yep, there's an alternative smoke shop, been in town now for many, many years, and it's been rated number one by readers' polls from various newspapers in around the area. For a long, long time, it's open probably right now. Well, certainly it is, because you can order online. You can buy stuff online from them. They'll ship it to you safely and conveniently. It's cool. They've got some really groovy shirts and hats and T-shirts and what else they have? Well, they've got all sorts of novelties and gifts as well, as it is. Look for their banner ad at our website. It says WizX on it. Click on that. It'll take you right to their online shop, and you can get you a groovy lava lamp or just about any other cool stuff. It's an adult novelty stuff, too. Hey, check it out. It's Wizards. Those of you in Memphis know where it is. It's on Madison, Midtown, 1999 Madison Avenue. Open 7 days a week, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. in the store or online right now. Look for their banner at our website at radio-memphis.com. Wizards, because it's still smoking. Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland. Greetings, salutations, hello, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland. This is episode number 134. I've been doing this a while now, it seems. It's kind of cool. There's a process to, you know, by which we do this show each and every week. There's various days that we sit down and produce it, and there's, you know, we try and kind of map it out. It's kind of weird. It's kind of taken a life of its own in a really groovy sort of way. And there for a while I was videotaping it, but I quit doing it. And it's just there was more work to it that we weren't really getting much benefit out of, at least for now. Who knows? We may go back and do it again. I don't know. If you really want to see it, if you feel like we need to. You can email the program, radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. That's the email address. It comes to me, and I'll answer it if you choose. Or if you have any questions about anything of the show, you can always reach out to us. That's kind of what it is. But we find that, and this is I guess indicative across all of podcasting in general, people typically don't interact with podcasts. It's interesting. It's a very strange phenomena. And there's some really great shows out there, but I never really had that much of a desire to comment on a show. And that's just me, you know, consuming it casually like you guys do. And it's interesting. It's not because of the device. I mean, some sites make it really easy for you to comment on, and some don't. And you know, such as it is. And it's interesting. It's a fascinating thing. I think we're seeing more and more people becoming, you know, with the ability to be connected, they're not necessarily going to take full advantage of that. Sometimes they do, other times not so much. It is, it's odd, it's different, but you would think that the more we are connected, the more we would be communicating, but we're not really doing that, are we? I think we're too busy sharing cat videos and goofy little, you know, little cutesy little jokes that you see in Facebook. You know, people are still arguing about which way to hang the toilet paper on the roll. Is it over the top or under the bottom? You know, people are still worried about that kind of stuff, or leaving the seat up. I mean, come on, people. I mean, there's so much out there that we've got to worry about in this world, and that's what you worry about. And that's the problem that I have, I think, in general. And I think most people, you know, of any sense would probably agree with me on that, on that instance as well. And it kind of leads me into what I was going to talk about today. You know, over my long career in this business, I have been very fortunate. Very fortunate to interview, you know, a lot of people, a lot of celebrities. I was just trying to think of them the other day, and you know, there was some notables that are out there that I've really had a fine time with. And there's always that hesitation, especially when you're about to interview somebody that you've never met, but you've always wanted to meet. You know, especially somebody who's famous, and there's this little bit of fear that will sneak up on you. And that fear is, God, I hope this guy's not an asshole. You know, that it becomes this, excuse me, there's this, I don't know, there's this thought that I really enjoy that person's work, and I really hope this guy just isn't a complete asshole. Because you don't, they're people. That's just it. Famous people are people. They just have a high profile job, as do I. My life is much like any other person of any note. We do keep a fairly open book policy about our lives that we share with listeners and viewers. To a certain extent, I mean, obviously not everything, but, you know, there are a good bit of it, you know, things that have gone on in my life I'll talk about, you know, especially if I think that you might find it interesting. Because I hear from people from time to time in public, and they'll say, oh, it was interesting what you were talking about, blah, 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 and such. And I'm glad, because it gives me a nice little bit of direction to continue in when we put these shows together or what I talk about on the air. But when it comes down to meeting a very famous person that you really admire their work, you have this thing in the back of your head that this guy or this lady may be a complete asshole. Yes, women can be assholes too. I've laughed about that for years. There are plenty of women that are assholes. I'll tell you one I have been hung up on during an interview I did in terrestrial radio. I was doing an interview with Suzanne Summers, and she hung up on me because I thought that she was kind of crazy, and she is an asshole. She was an asshole to me. That's certainly the case. The circumstances by which this was happening, she had written a book. She was there for a long time doing these health books and, you know, how to do this and, you know, basically be your own doctor. And she had held herself out to be somewhat of an expert in some sort of medicinal fashion. And it was right around the time that Heath Ledger had died. And he died from an accidental drug overdose, in a long story form there, a short story rather. He had been prescribed a couple of different medicines that apparently had some sort of interaction with each other, and it did him in. And she, Suzanne Summers, gets on the air and immediately goes on about how she thoroughly believed that it wasn't that had killed him. It was a chemical imbalance. And I said, well, yeah, I guess technically it is a chemical imbalance, because the chemicals were not imbalanced when he was taking those medicines. And I said, I questioned her on it. I said, what experience do you have in this? What knowledge, what education do you have in this sort of thing? And she got pissy with me. Lord, it was as if she was expecting it to happen. It happened so quickly. It escalated into this complete argument just right out of the chute so fast. And then she hung up on us. Well, this conversation is over. And my first thought was, what a bitch. What a complete asshole. And now every time I see her on television or I see her online, I that's the only thing I can think of, is the fact that she was a complete bitch to me. And it's sad. It really is, because there's no need for that. I if you're going to hold yourself out to be what you want to be and you don't do it right, and somebody's going to call you out on it, yeah, somebody's going to get pissy. And it's, you know, It's unfortunate, but yeah, I've been hesitant sometimes about reaching out to certain individuals, because I was afraid that that person might be an ass. And here's the thing: when we look at the famous people out there, when we look at I don't know, you pick one, a movie star or a writer or an actor of some sort or a comedian or somebody, and you get to know them in the way that they want you to know them. You're seeing their work. What you're a fan of, you're a fan of that person's work. You're not necessarily a fan of them, you're a fan of their work. I use this word a lot, it's a distinction, but it's a very important distinction to make. Because there have been plenty of times that we have all fallen in love with a particular person's work, and we just naturally assume that they're kind of that way in public. But they're not, especially actors, because actors, they get paid to be other people. That's what they do. They're not themselves. What you see away from the light, away from the public, may be something you don't even want to be anywhere near. And that's the hesitation that I have sometimes, because part of what we do here, there's a little bit of a before I do an interview with anybody, I spend a couple of minutes with them away from the microphone, or at least not recording, where we're just kind of shooting the breeze a little bit. And what that does is it helps set them at ease a little about, so you know, they don't feel like they're walking into a blind conversation. As am I. It's setting me at ease as well, because I want to kind of get an idea of what their personality is like away from that. If they're really short and abrupt and they're just here to do the thing, then that's it. That might be a telltale sign of how this is going to go. Fortunately, most of the people that I have talked to over the years have been fairly decent human beings. And that's the key. That is the absolute key. You have to be a decent person. You know, we can all make assumptions as to what somebody may or may not be like. You know, for example, I would imagine, not ever having talked to the man, but I would imagine that Tom Hanks is probably a very delightful human being. He just seems that way to me. I'd be really disappointed if I found out otherwise. It would be awful to find out that Tom Hanks was just a complete jerk. I don't think he is, because everything I've heard about him and read about him, and it's not coming from him; it's coming from other people. They always say, "Well, he's a delightful human being." So he seems that way. He just doesn't strike me as the kind of guy that's just going to be a complete dick to anybody. But then again, he's a guy and he's a man. He's a person. He's a human being. He has his same things that, you know, upset him that may upset anybody else, or he may have a proclivity to, you know, being short-tempered. We don't know. I've never spent any time with the man. Another person that seems like he would be probably a pretty decent guy would be George Clooney. He seems like a pretty fun-loving kind of cat that's laid back. He's got, you know, he's got all the money in the world. He's got him a villa in Italy. He's got him a good-looking wife now, and he's just living the life that he's got, and he's just having fun. And he doesn't put on any airs about it. And that's, he just seems that way. You know, I could be wrong. I tell you, another guy that I find would probably be a really interesting individual is Bill Murray. As different and as quirky as he is, he still, to me, because I've heard millions of stories about how the guy is and that he is absolutely pleasant and charming and nice and all. But then there are those that you know are not. I get the feeling that, and I'm going to go ahead and name names. I get the feeling that Clint Eastwood is a complete ass. I don't know why I do. It's not because of his work, is, you know, because I've always enjoyed his films, although here of late this whole thing that Sully, that fabrication, that which he got Tom Hanks in, I don't know. I haven't seen it. I can't pass judgment. But it's just, Clint strikes me as that kind of guy that is really just perpetually angry about something all the time. Could be the fact that he's like 300 years old, but he just, you know, I mean, for God's sake, well, that whole political thing where somebody thought it'd be a good idea to bring him on stage and have him argue with an empty chair. And it was, yeah. Oh God. It was just, you just cringe when you hear about stuff like that. John Wayne, I'm told, was a fairly decent guy, but at the same time, he was not known to be, I don't know, very forward thinking of a guy. You know, I don't want to talk ill of the dead, but you know, it's not like he was kind of a racist. We knew that. But that was I guess that was the day too. I mean, it's not that I'm giving the guy a pass, but you know, he's a guy. He's John Wayne, for God's sake. He was an actor, and he only played one role in his entire career, and it was himself. It was John Wayne in everything he did, whether it was a Western or you know, whether it was he played Genghis Khan, I think, at one point. It was John Wayne. You couldn't get around that fact. It was actually absolutely him. So yeah, I mean, his movies are fun and all, but you know, it's John Wayne. It's what you're getting. But yeah, I mean, you have to wonder sometimes if your heroes, the people that you really admire their work, which we all have them, we all do, you wonder though what they're really like away from that, and how frightening that can be if, you know, if they turn into a complete ass, and it's, you don't want to have that happen. So yeah, it's a bit it's a bit frightening to think about, you know, because I don't want to find out that the people that I really admire, for whatever esoteric reason that might be, I don't want to find out later that they were, you know, that they were horrible people. That would, and I would just feel like my whole emotional investment into that person would have been for nothing, and it would have been a complete waste. And I would have gone from really liking somebody, or what I thought what I was really liking, to turning around and finding out that I hate them now. I, you know, the Suzanne Summers thing aside, I mean, she was okay. I didn't have any problem with her. Pardon, before going into this. But certainly, after that conversation I had with her, my whole demeanor of her completely changed. And I noticed this too. Is ever since that incident, not that I had anything to do with, but ever since that incident, you don't hear much from her. You don't hear about what she's doing or not doing. It's just how that's how that works. So, you know, there's certainly that. maybe I had something to do with it. Maybe she was so angry with me that she sat down with herself for a moment and reevaluated her role that she is providing in this world. I don't know. But what I do know is that it's always worth giving it a shot, though. If somebody had said, hey, I'd like to be on your show. I'd like to be interviewed by you. And then you find out that, you know, in the course of not just the interview, but the pre-interview, as you would, if you want to call it that, the conversation, you find out that they're just sweet people and that you can actually make a new friend. And that is kind of cool. That's the thing with the world that we live in right now here in the age of the internet and Facebook and social media in general, it is easy for us to contact just about anybody. I've had interactions with people I never thought I would ever interact with. And it does help, you know, especially when you, like, you know, there's been a couple of writers that I admire, and then I've actually, you know, because you feel nervous sending them a message. You just, it's like, you know, because they know they don't know you. They're looking at you like you're just some hump, you know, and you're trying not to be that guy. You're just trying to be supportive. You're trying to maybe ask a question, nothing. You know, and if hey, look, you might get lucky. They're very kind and they write back. It used to be, you know, when I was a kid, you could send fan letters and oddly enough, we get them at the radio station. We actually get an envelope with a stamp on it, and inside is a handwritten note that is sent. Diana gets them all the time. We've seen them come into the building, and it's very sweet. It's very nice that somebody actually sits down to take the time to do so. When that happens, we acknowledge them. We will say something to them. We'll find them. We'll thank them for that, because it does. It's and people, no matter how famous you are, or whatever it is that you do for a living that is high profile, if somebody goes out of their way to say something nice or try to be nice, maybe not. And yeah, I know there's a lot of crazy people out there, and there's a lot of weirdness, and there's a lot of stalkers and stuff like that, and they don't want any part of that as well. But if somebody does something and it seems genuine to you, then it's okay to acknowledge that. That's certainly a good thing. See, here's somebody I would probably think is a complete asshole. Off camera, I wouldn't have anything to do with this person anyway, but because I don't understand why this person is famous, but Kim Kardashian strikes me as a complete twat. And maybe she is. Who knows? She may be probably the nicest person you could ever meet. I don't know. I don't want to know. That's sort of this whole thing in reverse. I think she's a complete bitch on that show that she has. She's vapid. Why she's famous for... Well, she got famous for blowing a guy on camera. That's great. But she maintains this celebrity status. But she's probably, as I would have imagined, the same away from that camera as she is on that camera. Just a vapid idiot. And I don't want to find out in this particular case that she's actually very sweet. That would shatter my image of her. This is a person I don't like. And therefore, I don't want to have a reason to like them. I know it's weird to think like that, but that's probably the case. She may have the best recipe for apple pie. I don't know. I don't want to know. I really don't want to know what that person is like. Therefore, I will steer clear of them. They can go their way. This world is plenty big for all of us. You know, she can go do her thing, and I'll go do my thing. And never she will never know that I even exist, and that's okay with me. And then there are others that I do like and that I do admire, and I hope. I absolutely hope that they are decent people. I have met several really, really famous people that I thought would be completely different than what they were. By accident, I once met Jennifer Aniston. I was in Los Angeles on business, and we were at a restaurant that she was there, and we were leaving the restaurant, and it was a patio seating type thing, and as I was leaving. The guy that I was with needed to run back inside for a moment, and I was standing on the sidewalk where some of the seating was, and Miss Aniston was sitting right there at a table by herself, enjoying a salad and a beverage, and I just happened to look at her, and I waved at her. I said hello, and she was like, hello, how are you? And I said, I'm fine, thank you. And I said, my name is Rick. She says, my name is Jen. And I said, it's a pleasure to meet you. She said, where are you from? I said, I'm from here, from Memphis, Tennessee. And she goes, oh, how lovely, how nice. And I said, I enjoy your work. And she said, well, thank you very much. Have a nice day. And that was it. That was the extent of our conversation. She didn't strike me at that particular time. Now, granted, we weren't sitting there talking about, you know, apple pie recipes or anything like that. We didn't talk about politics or anything like that. We didn't get into the things that really, really decide those deciding factors of what it is that we like and dislike about people. But I can tell you from that very brief exchange, she seemed perfectly pleasant, and she seemed very lovely and nice. You know, she looks a little different in person than she does on camera, I can tell you that. Well, I mean, they all do, because of the makeup and the lighting and all that, and the cameras do, you know, they distort you a little bit, but not much. But yeah, she's a perfectly pleasant person. You know, I met you. Great. I didn't ask for a selfie. I wasn't going to do that. I'm not that guy that does that per se. There's probably a couple I would like to have a photo with, but you know. But see, that's something else too, is people don't sign autographs anymore. They typically don't. We live in the selfie generation. It's your face next to my face as we take a picture together, and because I guess we have that ability to do that right there on the spot, but you can share that to everybody on the planet immediately, which is, you know, it's kind of cool as it's such. But hey, listen, if you happen to be a celebrity that is listening to this, I know you could very well be. I ask of you, please, don't be a dick. Man, just, you know, I get it. You're famous. You make a lot of money. You're living the dream, and that's fantastic. Those of us that are still working and trying to do what we can do to just, you know, earn a paycheck, and if we admire your work, you know, be gracious, if you would. Boy, listen to me. I'm just being all preachy all of a sudden to famous people. They're sitting there going, "The hell is this guy talking about?" It's ridiculous, I know.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
It's a free country, last I checked, and I should have that ability to do so. Now, having said all of that, comes this. Now, let me preface this a little bit. I've, in the past on this show, I have poked fun, deservedly so, at conspiracy theorists. You know, these are people you cannot argue with. You cannot get into a debate with them, because they never provide anything intelligent or remotely intelligent when it comes to their argument, whatever the case may be. However, what I'm about to tell you is going to sound an awful lot like a conspiracy theory. And it's not that there's a sense of paranoia here. That it fringes on that a little bit. I'm not asking you to put on a tinfoil hat.
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or TuneIn. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
If you want to learn to play guitar, we have the site for you to check out. It's the New York City Guitar School. You can find them on our website at radio-memphis.com. Click on it. It'll take you to their pages, where you can kind of snoop around there, take a look, and see what it is to offer. Learning the guitar doesn't have to be a chore. You can do it online through their video program. There's even a free video for you to check out to see if the thing's even right for you. It's great. Check it out. The New York City Guitar School. Look for their banner ad. It says Guitar Lessons. Click on that. It's at radio-memphis.com. It'll take you right into the site to take a look at what's going on. Speaking of guitars, it's time to get into a tune. How about this? These guys have been around for a bit. They're a great band. They're a group called the Star Killers. Here's their track. It's called Vampire Town, right here from Radioland. Town from the Star Killers right here from Radio Land. As we get ready to put another fork in this episode, another fork, as if the first nine didn't get it done, we're gonna stab it again. Oh my damn! You heard what's coming up next time. Those of you that would like to get, if you feel compelled to write the program, you can do so. Radioland at PirateRadioStudios.com. You can write, I think, or is it Radioland or From Radioland? I don't remember. Find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, wherever. If you feel inclined to do so, you are more than welcome to write, and I'll respond if you're not being an ass. I'll certainly respond to what you have to say. So there it is, kids. All right, that's going to do it for this time out. We'll see you next time. So until then, take care of yourselves, take care of one another, and don't shoot anybody. We'll see you next time. I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been From Radio Land.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios, Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.